Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for May the 9th, 2013. Your host, Wayne Benitez Jarrett. Always bring that flavor. Coming straight at you. Yeah, we got one of the talented women on the turn up the indie scene, and also she's from WSU women's wrestler, Nikki Adams.
Hello?
How you doing? Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Oh,
ahead.
It's nice having
well,
you.
Want...
Yeah, you on. You're on live.
Well, first, I just want to say thank you for inviting me on to your show. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all. And you are you still the current NYWC Scarlet Champion?
I am not the champion anymore. I was actually defeated by Rick Cataldo.
Pretty boy
Rick
Cataldo.
He couldn't beat me fair and square, though.
Yeah.
So he's the champion, and you know how he is, just cheating and, like, barely getting by. Last show, he forgot the title and declared that he wasn't wrestling, and we ended up having to do a three-way number one contender match, so he got off scot-free yet again.
Yes, but you were the first Scarlet Champion, the first ever.
Yes, I am.
Yes. And what started you in on becoming a pro wrestler?
Well, I've been a fan of wrestling my entire life. It was something I shared with my dad. We always watched it. And, you know, I really enjoyed it. And I, like, wanted to give it a try. Like, I saw how they were, like, in their matches. And I was like, wow, I wish I could do that. And when I started to get older, I realized that, you know, obviously there are ways to learn. And I looked into places where I could train. And I found NYWC. I checked it out, and that's pretty much once I saw the way the class was run, that's pretty much it. I was like, I'm doing this, and I signed up that day.
Yes, and I noticed that you actually do one execute the tombstone perfectly.
Yeah, I do enjoy the tombstone. I mean, what better way to get a three count by dropping someone on their head, right?
Right. And how was it like working at WSU the first time being the Scarlet Champion?
You know, it was a great opportunity. I really appreciated it. You know, that was me in the beginning breaking into WSU also. So they were very generous to me by letting me come there, especially bringing in a title from a different company that they wanted me to defend. You know, and it was also really nice because I'd been mainly wrestling for NYWC at the time. So, I mean, it was really nice to get to work with, like, new, like, girls that I had never gotten a chance to work with before. Like, that night they did a double taping. I got to defend my title against Barbie and Naya, and they were both really great to work with. You know, they're really good competitors, and, you know, it was nice to have a challenge. You know, not knowing, like, I'd worked Brittany Savage and Violet so many times, you know, we know what each other's going to do, so it was nice to see something that was going to catch you off guard.
Yes. And how was Sean the Mick?
You know, I didn't get to work for the Mick that long, really, considering they didn't run, like, every month, you know, so technically I only did a couple of shows for him, but,
right.
You know, like I said, he, like, very generous, like, I got the opportunity to come in there, and I got to defend my title, which, you know, he never had to do, and I got to do that a couple of times there, and like I said, I had other opportunities. I got to work in the Uncensored Rumble with different girls. Like, he always had me, like, have, like, you know, you have to work your way up, but, you know, he definitely gave me, like, opportunities. So it was very good to, like, get a chance to, like, work your way up in a company and get to know, like, all the other girls you'd be competing against. It was a good experience overall.
Yes, that was one awesome experience for you.
What was
and
that?
That was one good experience for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was
definitely a good
Who do you idolize when in the business today?
I definitely idolize Sarah Del Rey. I had a match with her last year at NYWC, and you know, I, like I said, I'm a fan of wrestling my whole life. You know, I was even following the indies as well. So, you know, I was always watching her. I thought she was great, and I still do. I think she's a phenomenal women's wrestler, and I learned so much from her. I mean, we went to a 10-minute time limit draw, and those 10 minutes, you know, it was definitely a challenge, like no other competitor I ever competed with before, but I learned so much in those 10 minutes, and I hope that there will be an opportunity I get to work with her again in the future. But because of those 10 minutes, I learned so much.
Right. And she's actually an awesome worker herself.
She definitely is. She, like, blew my mind the whole time. Like, just, she's absolutely amazing.
Yes, and we just hope that she'll get her big break in WWE besides being a trainer.
She definitely deserves it, but for the girls that she's training there, they're very lucky. They're
right.
Definitely going to be guided and put on the right path. Like, she's got so much knowledge, and like you said, she's just so good. Like, they're very lucky.
Yep. Who do you love working with? Also.
Who do I like working with?
Yes, like Alicia and Marty Bell.
Well, I love wrestling in general, so like any opportunity I get to wrestle is going to be great. Like I'm going to just like love every opportunity. But one of my favorite people that I worked with was actually Violet Stevens. I had she's just so nerdy, and, like, they were good matches. Like, I really enjoyed, like, I definitely enjoyed working with her. She was really good to work with.
Yes.
She took a lot, like, she would take a lot of abuse. So.
She was basically your whipping girl.
Yeah, no, she was really good like that. But I like working with plenty of people like Brittany. I learned a lot from Brittany. We had many matches together, you know, and it was very cool because, you know, you don't want to have the same match. So constantly you're like, well, what am I going to do this time? And, like, what is she not going to expect? You know, you don't want people to get bored and be like, well, we've seen these two how many times? Definitely learned a lot from Alicia as well. And Marty also. Like, they've all been, like, really great, and I do enjoy working with them.
Yes. Also, do you consider going to the big three companies, WWE, TNA, or ROH in the near future?
I wouldn't say, like, so far, I'm very content with what I've done in my career. Like, I feel like I've done a lot, and I haven't been around that long. You know, I've worked in many companies. I've gotten to work with many people. I've had tons of opportunities. You know, I won the Starlet Championship very early on in my career. So, any opportunity that comes my way, I'm always going to be appreciative for, but I'm not going to be too selfish either and, like, think I earned it or deserved it. Like, I work hard every day. I train very hard, you know. I treat everybody with respect, and I appreciate anything anyone shares with me. I would definitely like to do a whole bunch of things. You know, they're on the list of things I'd like to achieve. Like, I'd like to go to Japan. I'd like to go to Puerto Rico. I'm definitely not opposed to WWE or TNA. I have talked to ROH, you know, so you never know. I mean, nothing's set in stone, but we have been in contact before. But You know, if I didn't make it to TNA or WWE, or I wouldn't view it as a failure. You know, I've already achieved a lot, and the fact that I thought that I wanted to try wrestling, and then I went to a school and I started to train, and I'm wrestling now, like, that's a win. I followed my dream. I didn't think of, oh, should I do this? And then never followed through with it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you let's see. What's your opinion on women's wrestling popularity today?
The popularity?
Yes.
You know, I guess it's mixed views in a way. Like, you know, I wish in a lot of cases there were more opportunities for women. You
Right.
know, I'm not a man, but I know I can wrestle just as well as a man. And, you know, it'd be nice if I got those opportunities as well. You know, and, you know, I do miss the time in WWE where, you know, women were showcased more.
Exactly. The Trish Stratus, the Victorias, the Gail Kims.
Yes. You know, so I mean, not anything, like, I love WWE, and,
Right.
like, women's wrestling is there and it is happening, you know, like, I think Caitlyn is great. I do enjoy TNA just because they have a little bit more to offer
Right.
women. Like, I think the fact that they have knockout tag team titles is very cool, you know, because I've always been into tag team matches, even though I never really was a tag team. That's something I'd like to add to my list of things to do. I'd like to work as a tag team. You know, I would just like to see, you know, women have the same opportunity as men, you know, because there are a lot of talented women's wrestlers out there, you know, and we just need a place and an opportunity to showcase what we got.
Right. It was one time before on TN in TNA that they was close to possibly having a knockout a 1 hour show before on Spike TV, and it was so close of coming actually coming through on happening, and I just hope in the near future it really does happen to bring in more women to the TNA roster.
I think, like, you know, that would be great. Like, I really hope that does happen because, like I said, it'd be nice if they can bring in more women. And also, you know, with one women's match, you know, per show, with like all your women, you don't get to utilize all your talent all the time.
Right.
So, I mean, it would be nice to see like everyone get a chance. Like, I know, like, sometimes when you're at NYWC, you know, and you have a match booked, and then you have one women's match, so, you know, not every, like, all your girls might not be working that night, you know, so sometimes it's like, you know, you're there, you're a worker, you want to wrestle, so, you know, anything that gives you, like, everyone an equal opportunity, I think would be great.
Yes. Do you have anything to plug on your any upcoming events?
Well, on May 18th, NYWC has their second biggest show of the year. It's NYWC Fusion. I will definitely be there. I believe I'm going to be in their Battle Royal match. I'm setting out to be the first ever women's NYWC Fusion champion. That is my goal. Also, Rick will be defending his title against Mardi Bell. She was the number one contender at the last show after she cheated, obviously. And there's a whole bunch of other matches going on that night as well. Obviously, there's going to be the NYWC Heavyweight Championship match. And then there's also going to be all the other matches. It's Fusion's a tournament. So you compete throughout the night and you advance. And whoever wins the tournament goes on to take on the actual NYWC Fusion champion, and either obviously the champion retains, or we have a new champion. Could be me. That's what I'm aiming for.
That's awesome.
We'll see. You know, I'm gonna work
Well,
hard. I don't quit easy, so.
yes. How was the transformation between Nikki Sixx and now Nikki Adams?
You know, it just happens. That's how I've always been. You know, I'm always on the inside, I'm the same, but on the outside, you know, I'm just very I refer to myself as an individual weirdo. I'm not ashamed to be different or, you know, like different things, dress differently, have a different personality. You know, Nikki Sixx, I was in the Order of the Black, you know, so I was very different then. And then, you know, I also didn't name myself either, and I decided I wanted to go with Adams instead, because, you know, it sounds better. May as well use my name. And so I switched to Nikki Adams, and I think that flowed better. And I just gradually started to change, like as of, I would say, summer of 2012, I just started to change, you know? Like I was getting toward the time where I was going to leave the Order of the Black. And that's it. I gradually changed. I was wearing the tights and like different tops, and then just gradually changed a little bit here and there, you know. Well, I'm a lot different now, and now, like, instead of coming out to something so dark and evil, you know, I like to come out singing and dancing to like a prayer. Things don't always have to be so dark and miserable.
Yeah, you were definitely like rocking it though. Even as a as mostly as a hill character.
Well, that's usually what I am. So NYWC is interesting. That's where I got the opportunity to actually, like, my first opportunity not to be a heel. But I mostly focus on the technical, like, you know, obviously you're a character. And that, you know, that, but like, I like to focus on always just everything being like technical and, you know, everything just being as crisp as possible. Like, I want like everything I do to be as good as possible and the person I'm working with to look great too.
Yes, that's cool. That's what's up. And do you ever think about going to Shine or Shimmer promotion?
I would definitely like to. Shine is, well, they're both far away. I live in New York. I would like to go to Shine, and I do plan on going down to Florida soon. So I'm going to try to get in contact with them just because, you know, it's difficult. Like, when your schedule, if you've booked for other shows, and like I said, it's not like a short travel, you know, so it's got to be like convenient for them and for me. So I'm gonna try to see maybe if I can branch out there over the summer to like toward the end of the year. That would be really great if I could do that. And then I would like I'm of course I would love to branch out to Shimmer as well if that's possible.
And there's also Pro Wrestling Syndicate for women.
Yes,
Yep.
I debuted on their debut show in October, you know, and they ran a lot of dates at the same time as WSU, so it's been hard to go back. But, you know, they definitely have a lot of women on their roster that are great too. You know, I'd like to work with anybody, like anyone that I've worked with before, and like new people that I've never got the chance to work with, you know. Any like I just wrestling, it's the passion, like any opportunity that comes along, you know, you just got to be thankful for.
And yes, indeed, you just gotta be thankful. And it was great having you up on here. You can come back anytime when you feel like it.
Okay, thank you so much for having me and taking the time to talk with me this evening.
Yes, it's been a fun, it's been an honor to have you up on here, Wrestling X Factor. You can plug anything on our Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Yes, I appreciate your time too.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thanks.
And we're about to wrap it up real quick. Let me plug again, Wrestling X Factor group page for all the latest news and even archives from our show. Or you can check out the archives on Blog Talk Radio at Wrestling X Factor for our shows and downloads. This is Wayne Benitez, Jarrett signing off. I'm out.